Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. After all the unrest at Delaney Hall, the Immigration Detention Center in Newark, the mayor of Newark now filing a lawsuit.
So we've learned that Mayor Baraka is filing a federal lawsuit against the GEO Group. This is the private company that runs Delaney Hall and contracts with the government. He says that GEO and ICE have teamed up to violate the rights and physical well-being of those being held at the facility. Now, on Monday, there were some demonstrators, but they were kept pretty far away from Delaney. In fact, about a half mile away.
We had 29 of us in one cell, for a cell that had a capacity of only 14 people. The violence came from the state. So, Governor Sherrill, you did worse than what ICE is doing to us.
We are not aware of any arrests from last night. It seemed it was quite a bit calmer than the weekend. Now, Ross Baraka will talk to the media this morning. He says the 1,000-bed facility here at Delaney has been wrongfully detaining whoever is inside, and they have been denied due process. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Newark.
The city is launching applications today for free 2K in 5 New York City school districts. Mayor Mamdani making the announcement alongside Governor Hochul this morning.
What we are here together today to celebrate is the direct result of so many New Yorkers who not only dared to imagine a brighter and a better future, but who worked tirelessly to deliver it.
The applications will remain available through June 26, and these are 2K seats for districts 6, 10, 18, 23, and 27. The city says the majority of the new seats will be offered through full-day programs that operate from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., 260 days a year. This comes after Governor Hochul pledged at the beginning of Mayor Mamdani's term to invest $1.2 billion in child care across the city. City leaders say the program will eventually expand to become universal. And the city has a mandate to make class sizes smaller in public schools, but state lawmakers in Albany are now saying they may give the city 2 more years to reach that goal. The law, passed by the state legislature in 2022, mandates that class sizes cap between 20 and 25 students, depending on the grade level. But a bill now being proposed would push the deadline for that implementation from the year 2028 to 2030. And budget documents from the state show that pushback could save Mayor Mamdani $500 million in 1 year, helping to plug the city's massive budget gap. Residents in Queens are rallying tonight, and they're pushing back on a lithium-ion battery storage facility that's proposed for their neighborhood. The facility is planned for a site directly across from PSIS 128 in Middle Village, where Councilmember Phil Wong says is adjacent to homes, school, and a daycare. And he says he shares the residents' frustration.
They say, how could this even be possible in the middle of the residential area? And I told them that this is exactly why they want it here, because they sell the electricity back to the residents in the neighborhood.
Residents have already rallied twice against it. They fear the safety and health effects from hazardous chemicals from the lithium-ion batteries, the possible fires, and the noise pollution. A group of elected leaders, including Councilmember Wong and City Council Speaker Julie Menon, have signed a joint statement opposing the project. An update to a story we told you about yesterday here on 1010 Winds. There's been an arrest in the fatal stabbing of a 28-year-old man at a home in Massapequa, Long Island. A 22-year-old woman was arrested by Nassau County Police. Police haven't yet identified the man or the woman, nor have they given out many details surrounding the death. But we are expecting to hear more from Nassau County PD this hour, and we will bring you the latest. It's primary election day, and in New Jersey, voters have their chance to come out and nominate their candidates for Congress. On the Democratic side, voters will be choosing between Rebecca Bennett, Michael Roth, Tina Shaw, and Brian Varela in the fight against Tom Kane Jr. for his seat. They're all fighting for the nomination in the hopes of turning that seat blue as Democrats battle to win back control of Congress from Republicans. Polls are open for primary voting in Jersey until 8 o'clock tonight.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.